Blog Talk Radio.
Needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
I'll get my granddaddy up these steps here. Come on. I'm changing.
Oh, I'm changing, Lord. I won't ever be the same. Oh, no, 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 no. You've done something for me.
I thought after being with you.
You've done something for me. You fix me up. You turn me around. Oh, you planted my feet on higher ground. I won't ever be the same. Just can't be the same. Just can't be the same. Clapping in my hand. I won't ever. I just won't ever.
I have to be with you.
Have to be with
I'm
you.
I'm changing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have to be with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Granddaddy, I know you're up in age, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're changing.
Yes, I'm changing.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
I
Y'all guys hear me?
God rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your Exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Welcome. This is the hottest Block Talk Radio show. This is your boy, Deacon Chance Ogun. We're having some bad connections. I lost some calls because of the bad connection. I guess that the enemy's trying to attack the barbershop tonight like you did Pastor Jay the other night. But I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. So anyone that's out there that's on social media, if you want to call in, the number is 914-219-0903. Again, 914-219-0903. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, and my co-host is Pastor Jay. I'm about to bring him in tonight. We're going to just do a little talking like we do in the barbershop, but the topic is I'm My Brother's Keeper. This is something that we're going to try to do at least once a week for the men. So, you know, we can just sit back and relax because we know there's a lot of men that's out here hurting, Christian men as well, that afraid to talk or afraid of what other people is going to say. before we really get deep into it, let me bring on the co-host, my father, my spiritual father, my best friend for 30 plus years, and my leader, Pastor Jerome Pittman. Hello?
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi. All right. Good evening, everybody.
How's the weather down that way?
Windy.
Yeah, we got a lot of rain up here as well. I'm doing everything we had set up like last time. I guess the enemy don't want us to go forth again today, but I'm sorry. I got to do what I got to do. So, like I said, we're going to talk about the whole series is going to be I'm My Brother's Keeper. And Monday night we was talking, and we had a good show Monday night, and Pastor Jay had an awesome show Sunday. So I guess the last 2 days back-to-back, we've been good. We, you know, took a break yesterday and come back today, and Dalvin ain't trying to tech the barbershop. You know, don't want the fellas to get together. That's one thing about it that, you know, as men, we do need to stick together. Like I said, we had a couple of calls. I guess whatever happened, they couldn't hear nothing, so they decided to leave. But, you know, it's all good. We can talk, and I can still text them and tell them to come back. But like I said, the barbershop is a platform for men where we can come and express ourselves, because we know as being a man, it's really hard for us to, you know, to go and to talk to somebody when we're going through, or if we need help. You know, we're afraid, like I said, we're afraid of what the person or what other people are going to say, afraid of what our wife or our girlfriend, fiance, or afraid of what the church might say, or what the fellas might say. But then you get behind the four walls and you're hurting yourself, you know, because you don't have nowhere to turn to. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, I don't think no one heard me. As when we was coming in, we were talking about a man that's not supposed to cry. And I beg to differ, you know, because what if you lose a loved one? What if something happened to you, or you stump your toe, or you know, anything that can cause bodily harm? Like I said, what are we supposed to do? Sit there and laugh about it, or show no facial expression? You know, and it's sad that even when we was coming up, we heard a lot too, and they still saying it. But I would respect any man that's going through and they want to talk about it and express themselves, and they cry about they going through something with their wife, or they done lost their job, or they done lost this, or, you know, they on the urge of this, they depressed. They on drugs and want to get off, but they make it seem like it's real hard to get off when it's not, because, you know, speaking from experience, it's just mind over matter. And again, like I said, you know, like you always say, Pastor Jay, this tonight should be filled with brothers up here who want to talk. You know, we can go in the barbershop, talk about everything. Why we can't come to the barbershop on the internet and talk about anything? Because at least here, we don't judge no one, because we all done things in our life that we don't appreciate. You know, we've been hurt. You know, we had our heart broken. Folks have said some things to us that hurt our feelings. We done some things that hurt other people. But, you know, here at the barbershop, we do, you know, we listen. We don't judge nobody. We don't beat nobody down, because especially me, because I've done a lot of things that I didn't appreciate. A lot of things that were done with, to me, that I kept balled up inside. It's just like you said, Pastor Jay, just like cancer, eat from the inside out. Until we deal with the situation and get to the root of things, then it's going to keep right on eating us up, and we're going to keep staying in the house, being depressed, lonely, wanting to do some crazy things, want, you know, try to commit suicide. It's guys that's out here now that probably right now someone is thinking about killing themselves because they don't have nowhere to turn to. Because we know if we tell a story the way we told it and it come back to us, it's going to be towed up from the floor. And it's sad, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. I had to do it anyway today, regardless of whether I didn't have nobody come up here or not. I was still going to do it because that's what I was told to do. And Pastor Jay, you know me, you don't talk plenty of times, even Monday when we were talking about us as men. You know, what if we got together a million brothers who love the Lord and sold out for him and keep him first? And sick and tired of being sick and tired, go to D.C. and just start praying and crying and worship out to him what the Lord would do. You know, and it's sad. But you know what? I'm still excited about the show, regardless of whether it's just two people and me here. I'm still excited about it because I know if we get together as brothers like we supposed to, as men of God, godly men, you know, we call each other brothers. You know, that we're supposed to act like it. And I hope that this series, we're going to dig deep down to some stuff that, you know, some toes might get stepped on. We end up having church. Somebody might end up giving their life to Christ. You know, that's what I'm expecting through this series right here. You know, like I said, you know, I'm going to keep pushing it. Whether anyone come or not, I'm going to keep pushing it. And I was telling somebody today that I'm excited about this show. And where the Holy Spirit's going to take this show. And, you know, again, I just wish there, you know, there were more men here, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I always say the ones that's here, that's who's meant to be here. You know, even it might be some that's on social media, on Facebook, on our blog line. Pick up the phone. It's 914-219-0903. 914-219-0903. You know, let's have some conversations. Anyone out there that wants to say anything, press 4 and I'll call out the last 4 numbers. As I was sitting here earlier today trying to get things situated, there's some things that I'm looking forward to us as men sit back and talk about. I wrote a couple of things down that I'm looking forward to talking about, you know, blended family, you know, divorce, separation, talk about marriage, talk about being single, talking about broken homes, you know, the man could still be in the house, but not there. He could be there physically, but mentally he's not there. We're going to be talking about fatherless homes. You know, we know that some men, you know, at an early age was molested. You know, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about finances. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about, you know, it could be someone listening right now that's on drugs and don't know how to get off. I would love to talk to you about that because, you know, that and give my testimony. We're going to talk about Christ. We're going to talk about the church. We're going to talk about what it means to be in a brotherhood, what is manhood. You know, and we're going to even go into talking about your workplace or owning your own business and talk about, you know, our emotions. And we're going to talk, you know, hopefully we can get some brothers here who wouldn't mind telling their testimony. Because Monday night we had a young guy told a little bit of his testimony, and it was a powerful testimony. And he kept it real with us. And see, that's what we want guys to do, our brothers to do when they come to the barbershop. You know, don't be afraid to tell your testimony of the things that you've been through, because we never know what someone is going through right now. Somebody can be going through a storm right now. We could tell a testimony and help bring them through. Or it could be someone that's to the point, you know, I'm just tired. You know, I want to take, you know, kill myself. I want to take some pills. You know, it's somebody that wants to get off drugs. Somebody want to quit, you know, quit drinking. You know, somebody want to give their life to Christ, but don't know how to. They're afraid to go to the church. They, you know, people in the church will turn their nose up there. And that's some of the things we were talking about Monday. And I think this is neat. You know, this is what us as men need to talk about. You know, because there's a lot of men out there hurting. There's a lot of men hurting. But they just they get behind the four walls and don't want to talk about it. But like I said, you know, it's like cancer. It's eating them from the inside out. They don't have nowhere to turn to. And the guys that's here, I encourage you guys, My next show is going to be May 6th at 7 p.m. Invite somebody. You know, invite another brother. You know, invite one of the ones that you, I don't care what their situation is, invite them. Because like we said, we never know who might be up here and they tell their testimony could bring them to Christ. And that's what we're looking forward to, is someone giving their life to Christ through all this, what we're talking about, being on my brother's keeper. You know, this is what I'm looking forward to. And I just feel like once we start doing this to stay focused on it and we get men in here, the chain is going to be broke. The generation curse, the chain's going to fall off. Because, you know, me and Pastor Jake talk all the time. You know, it's about time for us to step up and be men. Stop playing Mr. Big Shot, Big Baller, acting like you got it going on. But like I said, then you get behind them four walls, you crying your eyes out because you're afraid what your friend's going to say. It's time to start it. It's time for us men to step up and do what we called to do. God called us to be great. You know, he called us to be great, and we still have the opportunity to get it right. Even when this pandemic, this COVID-19, this still the opportunity for men to evaluate or do inventory on ourselves. You know, because Monday, we had an awesome show, and the Holy Spirit just jumped on me. Soon as the show started, I was up here crying and giving him praise. You know, I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited about what's going to happen. Again, if you're on social media, your number is 914-219-0903. 914-219-0903. The callers that's on the air right now, if we would come join us, just press 1 and we'll call out the last 4 numbers. Pastor Jay, you have anything to say?
No, I'm just sitting back listening. You're doing a good job covering everything. So, you know, sitting here waiting on some interaction. So, you know, anybody got any questions or any concerns, just pick up the phone, match 1. We're here for you.
You know, it's like I said, we got a caller, Pastor J. 0375-0375. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, brother?
I'm all right. This is Will.
What's going on, Will?
I'm all right, man. I like what's going on, what you got going on here, man. I'm down with that. It's a couple of friends of mine that's out there that's going through a little thing. I'm going through a little thing myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm an addict. I ain't ashamed to say it. I was 9 months clean, but, you know, hey, a brother slip up, but, you know, I have friends that's struggling too.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And, you know, only thing I really do much right about now, I just got my job back. You know what I'm saying? I went back to my old job that I got before I had quit. But I want to, you know, start going to meetings, man. And I really don't too tough, you know, what time I be getting off all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But that's just my fault, you know.
Well, first of all, I'd like to commend you keeping it real and admitting that, you know, you have an addiction. And
oh, yeah.
To me, it takes a real man or a real person when they're addicted to something, when they're going through something, it takes a real person to stand up and say, yes, I got a problem. And I commend you for admitting that you have a problem, because this past February is either 15 or 16 years that I've been clean from drugs. And I tell anybody.
I remember my talk coming from Charlotte. Raleigh.
Yeah. So I mean,
yeah.
I'm here for you, brother. Pastor Jay here for you. You know, we here for you at the barbershop. If you want to talk and just express yourself and get what's off on your chest, we here. That's what we do. That's what we here for. And it goes right into the topic. I'm my brother's keeper. You know, in these times right now, we need somebody that's gonna we can trust, that's gonna listen, and that's gonna hold us accountable for when we get out of line. I can tell you one thing right now. Pastor Jay kept me in line, held me accountable for the things that I done, and I thank him for it. But, you know, that helped me stay, get back on track. You know, it was cutthroat, stepped on your toes, punched in the head, body blows. But sometimes we need those things from people that love us. They're going to give it to us. Like he always say, if I love you, I got to tell you the truth.
Right.
You know, so so like I'm saying, bro, I'm here for you. You know, again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show. You know, it was just laid on my heart that to send a message to you to get up here and join us and come see, you know, just come talk with us. And again,
hey,
I thank
you know, I don't mind that at all, man. I always told you, man, since with the first time we met, man, you was good people to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what a brother do need in his life, good people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, that's just me. You know, if we have any more callers on Facebook, any social media, the number is 914-219-0903. 914-219-0903. If we have any more callers that's on the air, just press 1. We'll call out the last 4 numbers. Again, we're talking about I'm my brother's keeper. Like I said before to the ones who just coming on, the barbershop is a platform for the men, for our brothers. I don't care what color you are, what your nationality, or whatever. Because if you really look at it, we all brothers. We all family. We all, you know, that's what we supposed to do. You know, we supposed to support one another. I always said on my show, it's amazing how women can have their shopping spree, their sleepovers, or, you know, they take trips. And when one going through, they get on a phone call and this thing, you know, they got about 5 or 6 at the girl house and they sitting there being their fours. But when it comes to us men, we think it's soft. We think we being a punk. You know, we
I agree with that.
You know, we go get behind the four walls and we cry ourselves to sleep. I can sit here and admit, it's been plenty of nights I cried myself to sleep. Even when I was going through my last marriage, being hurt, plenty of nights I cried myself to sleep. You know, because I didn't reach out to nobody and talk to nobody because I was hurt. At that moment, I was vulnerable. I didn't want to hear what nobody had to say. Then I was afraid what somebody was going to say to me. Because we know when we would come to, oh, man, suck it up. Stop being a punk. You soft. You weak. But like I said Monday, you got even women being in a relationship with a woman, some stuff like that pop off. She'll say the same thing to you just as well as the boys in the streets will. So it's a lot of things we're gonna talk about, and I encourage you guys to express yourself, open up, don't be afraid. Cause me and Pastor Jay here, we're not perfect. You know, I've been knowing Pastor Jay since we were probably about 5 or 6 years old. We grew up in the projects together. We done did some things together. You know, we know a lot of people. We done a lot of things. But then God brought us right back together. Now we're doing ministry together. We were working together. Just like we never missed a beat from the time we graduated from high school with our separate ways. So like I said, I encourage all men to come join us on the barbershop on Wednesday night. I mean, because that's what we need. You know, we need each other. Iron sharpens iron. We like a link chain. When one hurt, we all supposed to hurt. And just like Pastor Jay said, if I love you, I got to tell you the truth. You know, it's just like when our parents, when we did something wrong, how they chastised us, how they stayed in our grill, how they were all in our face. That's what we got to do with our brothers. We can't let our brothers fall to the side. Especially you nowadays, that police, they got their own brotherhood. and they take it out on us. They, cause they have a bad day. They going through something at home with their wife or their girlfriend or a chick on the side. So they feel like they come to work, they can take it out on somebody, ordinary bro, ordinary guy. And that's not right. But, you know, we have to be there for one another. Like I said, I don't care what color you are, what your religion, because we still brothers. We all hurt. We all done been through some things. And we need each other. And I can sit here and say, I don't have no problem telling my testimony. I don't have no problem reaching out to nobody. Because, like I said, anytime I went through something, I always called Pastor Jay. He always knew when I went through something because I never called. And I got one of my friends do the same thing. I reached out to him today. I said, man, it's been a while since we talked. What's going on? You know, every now and then we have to reach out and talk to another brother. If they don't call, we got to make the effort to call them. Let them know that we're concerned. Let them know that we love them. You know, what's on your heart? What's on your mind? Everything cool? Because like I said, here at the barber shop, you can express yourself. That's what we want you to do. It's just like I said, when you go to the real barber shop to get your hair cut, you talk about everything. You know, don't nothing fall between the cracks at the barber shop. And tonight it was one of the nights it was just me and owner, because that's what we do in the real barber shop. How often do you see a woman coming in? If you see a woman coming in there, she bringing her little son or her son here to get a haircut. And that's one thing we're going to talk about, too, as men leaving our kids thinking because we made a baby, we a man, and then because it don't work out, we leave. Then you get mad because another man is dating a baby mama and raising your son or your daughter. But then you want to get an attitude. I'm telling you, we're going to get down deep into stuff. Like I said, we're going to talk about, you know, folks who've been, men been molested too. And people think it's crazy, but I know some men been molested at a young age. It happens. Men been raped too. It happens. And, you know, we're going to talk about what goes on in church from a man's point of view. Why men is more women in church than men. I mean, I'm trying to tell you, it's going to be a lot of stuff we're going to dig into. Then we're going to, later on down the road, we're going to show you how to become entrepreneurs. We're going to teach you how to carry yourself like a godly man. We're going to teach you how to hold yourself and show a standard. Because really, now it's time for us men to take our rightful place in our home. Before we go out here in the streets or try to take back the streets, we got to take back our home. It starts at home first. It starts at home. So again, I encourage anybody that's under my voice, you know, come hang out with us on the barbershop. We like to interact. You know, we want you to come back. We want you to express yourself. So like I said, I could talk all night about this stuff right here, and I could tell what I done been through. You know, I'm no saint. I'm not perfect. You know, I done a lot of dirt in my life. And I done hurt a lot of people in my life. Am I proud of it? No. Did it hurt? Yeah. Like I said, there's plenty of times I cried myself to sleep at night. I was on drugs, getting high every day, snipping cocaine, running to women, running in and out of my house, on the corner selling dope, in the house with the dope boy, house full of naked women, seeing women running down the street, turning cartwheels butt naked, seeing women strung out on cocaine, ain't slept in 3-4 days. I done seen it all. Get off work one day, going to the house. You know, I don't know if y'all know what a dead body smell like, that high stench. A woman OD two houses down from me. I done seen one of the jump out boys come and kick the doors in. The stuff that when we were coming up, we used to see on TV at late night on HBO. Or the movies when the police running in folks' houses, kicking in. I seen all of that. I seen every last bit of it. But again, I encourage you guys to come hang out with us. These are the things that we need to talk about. I'm like this. If we can save one person, we can encourage one person to evaluate themselves and look at life itself. I'm good. I've done good. Because I know I had strong support, so I want to turn and help somebody else. Because like I said, we never know what somebody's going through. Like I said, I've been clean almost 15, 16 years of drugs. I told God, man, you got to take this taste out my nose and my mouth. I can't do it no more. I can't. All those women I was with, not one woman robbed me of my money or my drugs. And then I lost my baby brother during the time I was out there in the street hustling. So I've been through something, and I don't have no problem telling my testimony. Everyone has a testimony. Right. Everybody has a testimony. Everybody done been through a storm. Like you said, somebody going through a storm right now, contemplating what they're going to do, how I can do this. They don't have nobody to turn to. Everybody they done turn to done laughed in their face, done put their business out there. But it is what it is. Again, anyone on social media, number is 914-219-0903. We're going to go into some praise and worship, take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up the conversation. Like I said, we're talking about I'm my brother's keeper. It's going to be a deep conversation. It's going to be a deep series. With that being said, after this, we're going into praise and worship, and we'll come back and we'll finish our conversation. That was Amazing God by Ricky Dillard. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Trance Odom. I am your host of the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show, and my co-host is Pastor Jay. Again, we're talking about I'm My Brother's Keeper. And like I said, this is what we really need. We need brothers who are willing to be there for one another, you know, are willing to help. You know, because we all need help. It's like iron sharpens iron. Again, anyone on social media would like to call in, the number is 914-219-0903. Again, 914-219-0903. To the one that's already called in, if you have anything to say, press 1. We'll call out the last 4 numbers. Again, we just here want, you know, to talk. You know, to, you know, be there for each other and see what's really going on. You know, because like I said, it's about being my brother's keeper. You know, because like I said before, you know, there's a lot of men out here hurting and don't have nowhere to turn to. And I thank our Father for giving me this assignment to do the barbershop where men can come and express themselves and won't be judged or won't be beat across the head with the Bible or beat up with spirits. But we're going to show that love and compassion. We're still going to give you the word, but we're going to listen. We're going to show you love. We're going to show you some compassion. That way, when you feel like you're going through something, that you go, well, I know the guys on the barbershop. I can go there. I know I can talk about things. I can get some good advice. I feel comfortable. And that's what we want you to do. Pastor Jay, we got another caller, 2786. 2786. Caller, you're on the air.
All right, brother. What's going on, Chauncey?
Yo, what's up, Uncle Chris?
That's good, man. I'm just really proud of y'all, man. This is a beautiful platform. And I just think it's really nice that, you know, it's a bit about time that as men, as, you know, as Christians, that, you know, we need to talk about things we need to do, try to stay focused, do the right thing for our family. And, try to encourage other men, you know, and like you said, you know, I really respect you had a caller that called in and was very open about some issues that he, I really respect that. And we need to, you know, help other brothers and just come together because time isn't promising. We got a lot of craziness going on and we really have to wake up and really talk about the Lord, help each other, try to educate each other, talk about issues that we have going on. Sometimes, like you said, some people can be really on the outside, you know, they're always positive and smiling, but you don't know what they have going on inside at home. And, you know, we just have to always let people know that, you know, if they have something to talk about or some issues, you know, we're not going to judge you. You can just, you know, talk, you know, just between you and I. And I just think that right now that, you know, a lot of us need to look it in the mirror. And it's sad to say that, you know, even myself that, you know, I'm always thinking about the Lord, praying with the Lord. But sometimes when issues are happening like it is around the world, you really step back and take a look and like, whoa, and really look at things in a different prospect and a different light. And like, you really got to get your life together. But I'm really proud of you, brother, what you and Pastor Jay are doing. I think it's a marvelous platform where brothers can come together because it's nothing out there like that where we can come together as men and be open about ourselves and talk about issues we have or also we're a place where you can learn and listen to help you towards money building, financial building, entrepreneur, and I think it's a great thing, man. I really appreciate it. And I love you too, brother.
I love you too, Uncle Chris, and I appreciate you joining in. Again, to all everybody that's on social media, number is 914-219-0903, 914-219-0903. And any callers that's already in, just press 1 and we'll call out the last 4 numbers. Again, to the ones who just came in, I'm your boy, Deacon Chance Odom. My co-host is Pastor Jerome Pittman. Pastor Jay sitting back being quiet. But when he gets started, you guys better fasten up your seatbelt and get ready to ride because he's going to come to you. But, you know, like I said, this is a platform for men. Again, just like when we go get a real haircut and how we go in the barbershop, we talk about anything and everything up under the sun, top of the roof, behind the house, in the front yard. Y'all guys know we done been in a barbershop here. A lot of stuff being talked about in a barbershop. I mean, all the way down to sick, who's sleeping with who. And we just keep it real, you know. Just like we had a caller today. I can respect him as a man because he came out and told us that he have a problem. And you know what? We're going to be right there by his side. We're going to encourage him. We're going to help him. Because that's what it's supposed to do. Iron's supposed to sharpen iron. But there's one thing I learned, that when they willing and ready to help themselves, we will always be there for them. But you got to be willing to do what you got to do to go through the ups and downs to get where you want to be. And we're going to show you love and compassion. You know, that's one thing here at the barbershop. We don't judge nobody. Because like I said, we all done been through. Everybody has a story. I guarantee you, every brother of mine that's on this show right now have a testimony. Every brother on this show got something to say. There's some brothers right now that's going through and don't know how to talk about it. But just like my Uncle Chris said, the guy that came on, he admitted and was and with a sincere heart that he has a problem. And I commend him, but I'm going to do my best to be there in his corner because I know how it is. I've been there where he's at. I've been there. Like I said, this past February, make 14, 15, 16 years that I've been clean of drugs. I've been there. I used to get high, used to sniff cocaine, used to drink 24/7, get high every day after work. Y'all know the ones who done it, we used to get to that point, Lord, if you just help me through this, I won't do it no more. Next thing you know, Friday night come around, the brothers come on, let's get together again. We're going to do it again. But, like I said, I encourage you guys to express yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Yeah, you made a mistake. Don't wait till you get sick and tired of being sick and tired like I done. I got tired of being sick and tired, so I changed. But you know what? I'm glad I changed. And I'm still growing. I'm still moving. You know, because I have some friends. You know, my dad passed when he was 47. My cousin, who was like my brother, passed when he was 47. Don't get me wrong. I was scared. I didn't know if I was going to still be around. You see, my dad passed at 47. That's young. But it was his time. Was I scared? Yeah, it took me a whole year before I even went back home. Because first, when I would go back home, my dad's house was the first place I go to. So I had to get adjusted not going to his house. And that was, you know, that hurt. So I had to, my whole foundation was shook. I had to go, okay, now let's see who house I'm going to first. I would go to my grandmother's and hit my mom on the way out. You know, I've seen a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things from my dad. All of it went good. Some was bad, some was good. That's the first time I ever seen a man being a single parent raise kids by himself. He had to do what he had to do to make sure we had a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food on the table. My dad wasn't perfect. No way. But my dad knew how to take care of his kids. Not one time that me, my sisters, and my brothers went without. We didn't go without. Might not have been the name brand stuff that, you know, other kids was having, but my dad provided to make sure we had the necessary things that we needed. Because when my mom finally told me the reason why her and my dad got a divorce, It's the first thing she told me, don't stop loving your dad because of what I'm about to tell you. And then she told me what happened. And when my dad passed away, I seen my mom have a nervous breakdown. But she did tell me, said, your dad did come back with a sincere heart and ask for forgiveness and apologize for the things he done to me. I never stopped loving my dad because of the things he, the way he treated my mom. I did. So, with that being said, we have to be there for one another. We have to show that love and compassion. It's not going to make you soft. It's not going to make you weak. To me, soft and weak is when you don't tell nobody, when you don't talk to nobody. Again, it's just like cancer. It's eating you up in the inside. You know, just like Uncle Chris said, you get out here in front of everybody in the public, you're skinning and grinning, having a good time. Then when you go back home, you're crying. You're hurt. Nowhere to turn to. You're afraid to turn because the folks that you thought that was your friends, they told all your business and changed the story up, called you all kinds of names. But believe me, they going through something too. They doing the same thing, trying to act like they Superman. When they get behind the closed door, they look like the little boy who cried wolf. So, again, like I said, anyone on social media, you want to call in, the number is 914-219-0903. Do we have any more callers out there? Just press 1. I'll call out the last 4 numbers. Will, Pastor Jay, do y'all have anything to say?
Yeah,
I so appreciate you being there, being here, Pastor. Pastor Jay, we got another caller, 2019. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey. What's up? My name is Terry. Talk to my cousin. What's up?
What's going on, Cousin Terry?
I ain't nothing. Just want to check you out to see what Nita is talking about.
Hey, you know, we're talking about I'm my brother's keeper. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another guy that's really played a big part in my life. My cousin Terry Lewis from out of D.C. I met him when I was in Durham, and he's a minister there in D.C. But he's always been there in my corner. Always. When I first met him, he's been the same person from day one. He always showed me love. Always, no matter what the situation was, he always showed me love. And it's amazing that I got a couple of guys up here that we used to do things, have fun, party, and do all of this. And now we're about God's business, about our Father's business. And that's what's so amazing, that I got two guys that have played a big part in my life, and they preaching the word of God. And they're my friends. They're my family. And we strayed away. We back together. And we were about kingdom business. So like I said, you know, this, I've been excited all day about this show. And even before then, when the Holy Spirit had already told me to do this on Wednesday night, there'd be for men only. Because when we first started, we were having bad connections. I think we still might be getting a little bad connections. But, you know, I said, no, this can't happen. And all of a sudden, we got more men calling in, more men talking. This is what I'm talking about. I don't mean no harm, but we done made the devil mad because we got men up here talking, expressing themselves about life, talking about life, you know, talking about being here, helping each other. And that's one thing I encourage you guys, we can't be here talking about it. We got to be about it. You know, I'm going to do this on Wednesdays so we can have somewhere to go. We can quit talking about everything else, come and hang out with some brothers and just talk about life itself. you know, how your day was, what you're going through, what's on your mind, you know, tell your testimony. You know, because we never know what that next person is going through. So, again, I encourage you guys, don't be afraid to tell your story. Because, again, we never know what someone is going through. It's a lot of us want to be heard, but it's a lot of people that want to listen. But here at the barbershop, me and Pastor Jay, we here. We'll listen. Because we don't judge nobody. And we're not going to judge you. Because we all done fell short. We all done made some bad mistakes. We all done made some bad decisions. We all done did some dirt. Some of us got caught. Some of us didn't. But we still did dirt. So, again, I encourage all these guys to listen. From the bottom of my heart and Pastor Jay, we thank you guys for coming to hang out with us on a Wednesday night on the barbershop. Again, we encourage you guys to, you know, bring somebody, invite somebody, give them the number. Let's keep this going. Because the more we keep this going, the more the devil gonna get mad. But the more God gonna sit back and say, okay, my son's been ready. He gonna keep coming. We gonna keep coming. Like I said, we reach one. Next time we can reach two. Next time we can reach three. We just got to keep going. I'm gonna keep going. Whether people come or not, I'm going to keep going. Because I know how it was to be out there hurting bad relationships and doing things you ain't proud of but nowhere to turn to. The ones you did turn to, they stabbed you in your back. They say your friend, they ain't your friend, they ain't here. Like I said, two guys I got up here right now that's been there every time I needed them. That's what we all need. We need brothers like that in our life. That no matter what the situation is or what we're going through, they'll take the time out to listen. That's all I wanted to do when I was going through. I just wanted somebody to listen. Don't judge me. Don't come beat me up with the Bible or with the scripts, because I know what I done was wrong. I just wanted somebody to just listen and show me that real friendship, that real love and compassion. That's what we need. You know, again, I invite you guys to come back and let's enjoy ourselves. Because this is, you know, I'm excited because, like I said, we kept going in and out, in and out, in and out. I lost three calls. And all of a sudden, the three lost, four more calls came back in. Because this is what we need. This is what we need. I encourage you guys to invite somebody. Talk about this. We have to get what's off our chest. We have to get it off before we kill ourselves. Enough is enough. It's time for us men to take our rightful place, including me, myself. I'm ready and willing to do what I got to do to take my rightful place back for my family. I got a 3-month-old son. I got to be here for him. I got to be that example. Because he's the fourth generation or the last older man here. So I got to be that strong example. Because we know what's going on out here in this world today. You know, these cops are beating up on folks just because they came in. And we got to do what we got to do to take our rightful place back in the church. Because we know it's more women in church than men. Sad to say it. Because we done dropped the ball. It's time for us to pick up the ball and move forward. Like I said, we got a lot of brothers out there that's hurting. Got some right now, as we speak, sitting here wondering where they're going to kill themselves or what, how they're going to take care of their family or how they're going to take care of themselves. Got them sleeping up under the bridges, out in the woods. I don't care what color they are. They still are, bro. It don't matter. Like I said, you guys, I thank you guys for coming. I thank you guys for opening up. And I hope you guys come back again. and we can really chop it up again. We can really talk about what's going on out here in the world. If you had a bad day, hey, talk about it. We here to listen. We ain't here to judge nobody. We ain't here to beat nobody up. We here to show love and compassion. Nothing wrong with showing brother love. Nothing wrong with telling another brother you love him. Because I guarantee each and every one that's up here right now, I tell them I love when I talk to them. Because that's what we're supposed to do. You know, we're supposed to be there for one another. You know, a lot of people think when we talking about being there for one another, it's always about money. No, it's about time. It's about showing and letting them listen to their, what they're going through. Just being there for them. When they want to vent, let them vent. Sit back and let them get it off their chest. You know, it's time for us to pick up the ball and run with it. Stop talking about what we want to do, including myself. Stop talking about it. You know, I thank God for, you know, the Holy Spirit leading me this way. Because it sure one time it looked like we won't, you know, it won't nobody going to come back. And I was like, no, not today, devil. You can't do this. No, Lord, you can't do this. This is what you want, and you got to do something. Got a nice little crowd here tonight. I don't know who's on Facebook or any other social media. But I prefer the ones that was on Facebook and all the social medias call in. We want to hear what you got to say. It's cool when you can talk to one another, hear each other, what's going on in their mind, you know, what's going on with them, how they feel. So, again, the ones that's already here, press 1. We'll call out the last 4 numbers. The ones who are on social media, number is 914-219-0903. Okay, guys, the one that's here, anyone have anything else to say? Hey, let's keep this conversation going. Mr. Terry Lewis, you have anything to say?
No, I'm just calling in to observe tonight. I'm one of those ones that do so much counseling. And tonight, I just want to hear what's going on and just help out where I can, see where I can. I'm just a servant of the Lord trying to do what God has called me to do, and that's to serve Him. And I'm very happy and proud that you actually picked up the ball and let God use you with this part of letting meanness begin to cry out, because we do need that someone to call to be able to hold us accountable to something. And I like that. And that process of just picking the ball up, running with it. We had dropped the ball, and okay, so what? We dropped the ball. Now pick it up. So I like that. So, like I said, I'm here in any way, any form. I'm here.
Well, I appreciate it, Terry. You know, I can tell you one thing about it. If I haven't told you in a while, I love you and I appreciate you for being in my life and helping me when I was going through and being an example for me. Because, you know, like I said, you know, when I first met you, you've been the same cheerful guy ever since from day one. You know, we had our fun together out there in the world. Now it's time for us to have our fun being servants for the Lord. And again, I appreciate you treating me like family. You know, like I said, from day one, you always showed that love and compassion to me, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful that God put you in my life, and we're going to always be family, no matter what the situation is, no matter where we go or what happens, you're going to always be my family or my cousin.
Yes, sir. And I feel the same way about you. That's why I never turned, because I knew who you was. Any of the stuff that we did out there, like you said, that's our past. Our past is what we learned from. But I also knew the man on the inside, and I knew that man was bigger than that man that was someone on the outside. So my mind was never to judge him. My mind was always saying, get him back. Don't try to let him run, pull him back. let them know that there is a boundary you can stop. You got somebody you need to talk to, I'm here. And that's what I always flicked at you. And so when I began to see that you got back into the church and you started to do the thing, I said, now someone has added to the water to the planet that I was deceived. I was someone, so somebody had put some dirt and somebody had put some water. So it's not just one person, but it was several people that got into this place. And now that you're a deacon, that's even better. So I'm just saying, I know the sky's the limit for you. And continue to allow God to use you. So whatever you do for Christ, that's what's going to last. All this other stuff going to fall away. Man. Whatever we do for Christ is what's going to last. So, like I said, I could be no more proud of any child that I got just to secure the fact that you have changed your life around and begin to do a positive instead of a negative. And then if you have this son, hey, that let you know you lost one, but now God gave you such a chance at it. So that's a blessing. My cousin,
yes, it is. Yes, it is. Again, if anyone else have anything to say, feel free to speak up and say something. To me, this has been a good, like I said, I've been excited about this all day. And I can't say the Lord did work it out. The Holy Spirit did do what he said he was going to do. I'm still excited about this. Again, if any one of you guys want anything to say, feel free to say it. The ones on social media, the number is 914-219-0903. 914-219-0903. Again, I am your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. My co-host is Pastor Jerome Pittman. Again, you know, hey, we got 11 minutes. Before the show ends, so if anyone have any last comments or anything to say before we shut down, because usually I try to run over, but I just got back in school, so my first class I'm gonna start tonight. So y'all keep me in prayer because my major is psychology. So it's nothing new, but it's a refreshing. Now I have to get back and learn how to study and take time out to do my schoolwork. So, like I said, I usually run over a couple of times, you know, a couple of hours too. But, you know, my first night of school, my first night of class, so I want to make sure I get into the flow and stay into the flow. So, again, if anyone have anything to say before we close out, feel free to speak what's on your mind. Well, I guess I keep right on rolling. But again, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things that we're going to be talking about. What is the role of a man? What are some characteristics of a man? What's the weakness of a man? And, you know, I read out some things earlier. We're going to talk about the divorce separation. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about being single. We're going to talk about growing up in a broken home. Because a lot of this stuff, you know, we got men right now at our age just going through that right now. Because a couple of years ago, I met an older gentleman, probably in his 60s, and he was still affected about his dad not being in the house. He was 60-some years old. So we know, that let us know, it don't matter how old you are, it still affects that person. And I'm like, wow, 60-some years old, and look, and your dad won't, and it's still affecting you now. So like I said, no matter how old we, it's still some men out there that's hurt, that's looking for a place where they can turn to, or looking for a place where they can change their life around. They looking for somebody who's willing to listen and be there for them. And this is what the barbershop is all about. Like I always say when I start, this is the hottest block talk radio show. I don't think nothing out there that can talk this, because we got Christ in this. And we don't have nothing. If we don't have nothing else, we got him. He's in the midst of this. Because like I said earlier today, where it got kind of scraggly, folks couldn't hear me, folks were dropping off, but I kept like, no, God, this can't happen. No, we can't go through this tonight, because this is what you wanted me to do, to reach out to some brothers to get them on so where we can talk. I'm excited. Had one of our fellow friends up here came out first person, admitted he had a problem. That's a real brother that just came out. So I don't have no problem. I got this. I'm this. And like I said, it takes a real man to admit when he got problems. I would respect him more for him to come out and say, this is me. I'm sorry. I got a problem. I want to change. We can't do nothing but respect him. Instead of him coming up here, then go, like you go to the church, go to a dead church, you come in the same way and leave the same way. Nah, that ain't how it's supposed to be. Because the church is supposed to be a spiritual hospital for us. It's supposed to be where we can go and get help, not where we go get judged and chastised. You know, like I said, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about, excuse me, men doing a lot of gossip and talking more than, you know, like the women do. We're going to get down to some good stuff. Because we need it. Because, like I said, there's some men that's going through the things that we was talking about. There's some men going through that right now, but don't know where to turn to. So, like I said, I encourage you guys to invite somebody to come to the next show, which is May 6, 2020 at 7 p.m. Again. We're gonna stay in this series, I'm My Brother's Keeper. Because we all got a testimony to tell. We all got a story. What we done been through, somebody might be going through it right now. I can't wait to hear some testimonies. Because I know right now there's two testimonies up here. I'm looking forward to hearing. There's some testimonies up here being healed. I'm trying to tell you, we gonna have some church up on in the barbershop where the brother's gonna sit here and do some praise and worship. I'm trying to tell you, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lord is gonna do with this when it comes to the men. I'm here to listen. I don't have no problem telling somebody what I'm going through. I'm here. And I encourage you guys to come back again. Bring somebody with you. Because to each and every one that's on the line, I love all of you guys. You guys play a part in my life of me being the man that I am. Whether it's big, little, or small, you still played a part in my life. Because back in the day, I couldn't stand myself. I knew nobody else couldn't stand me. I couldn't even stand myself at one time. I couldn't stand myself at all. But now I look at myself, I'm like, man, you done came a long way, bro. You still rolling. You still blitzing. Got to. Because when our Father gave me a second chance at life, I had to take that chance. No, that's all right. You give me another chance to get my life together, to get my act together? Oh, yeah, I got to thank you. I showed it. I took it. I ran with it. That's what we got to do. He give us an opportunity. Every day he wake us up, he give us the opportunity to get it right. We got to hold each other accountable. Because if we don't have nobody to hold us accountable, we're going to keep running around in a circle. Going to be like the crash dummy. Run into that wall and start all over again. Run into that wall again. Y'all know that commercial when they test driving them cars, put that crash dummy in that car and hit that button. He run slam into that wall. They take him out again, put him back in, hit the switch again. But that's what some of our guys, that's what some brother lights is about right now. You know, we look at this COVID-19 being something bad, but we got to understand. It's a reason. Everything have a reason, whether it's good or bad. This is the opportunity for us men to grab our family and show them what family is all about. This is the opportunity for us as men to take our rightful place, fight for our family, fight for our marriage, fight for our kids, fight for what's right. Even when it comes to coming to the church, we got to stand up. If something ain't right in the church, we got to say something. There's a lot of things that people don't want to talk about what's going on in the church. And we wonder why people ain't come to church, wonder why men ain't in church. Because I'm going to tell you like it is. You done seen some pastors, bishops, apostles, deacons, hey, they sleeping around with the women in the church. Why? Huh? They doing. Like I said, I don't bite my tongue. I'm going to tell you like it is. We all know that. We all done seen. That's why the Lord is getting exposed. All these fake prophets, teachers, and ministers, and bishops, and apostles, eager to call them out. Because it's time for us to keep it real. People getting sick and tired of getting that watered down stuff in church. All the people growing up is the ones in the clique. You paying your tithes and offering faithfully. And you still stuck in the same situation. While the other people in the church, they growing because they in that clique. I'm going to keep it real. If I stepped on your toe, next time move out the way. I step on it again. But it is what it is. Again, I am your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. My co-host is Pastor Jay. From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to thank each and every last one of you guys. To my Uncle Chris, I love you so much. Thank you for supporting me. You stepping in when we lost Aunt Kim, you stepped right on in, and I appreciate that. You know, I know it was a couple of years before me and you ever talked, but now we talk more than anything, and I'm grateful that I can call you my uncle. And like I said earlier, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for the love and support. To my cousin, Minister Terry Lewis, always been my ride or die brother, my cousin, always had my back, always had a smile on his face, no matter what the situation was. There's one thing I remember about you, Terry, that I always remember what you told. Why cry with spilt milk when you can pour you another glass?
That's it.
I remember the day you told me that, every time I think, it always come to my mind. Terry always said, why cry with spilt milk when you can pour you another glass? That's one of the main things what I think about. I don't mean no harm, but I'm going to call my boy out. He didn't press number one so we can hear him. Quavon King, you know, I call him Q. I know you're listening, brother. I can't wait till y'all hear this guy testimony. I can't wait till y'all hear this young brother sing. When you talking to somebody that's anointed, this brother's it. I met this brother when I was working at the bakery in Clayton. And you talking about somebody that can sing his behind off. I know you hear me, Q. Yeah, I called you out. But there's one thing I have to say about this young brother. He is a man of God. And I love him. Oh, my goodness. I done talked him up, y'all. 7794-7794. Calling you on
What's
the air.
What's going on, brother? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Keith?
Not much, man. You know, I listened to you talk about when we was working at that bread factory, man. The job I'm on now, man, I met this fella, man, and he reminded me so much of you. You know, how, you know, you can look at somebody and tell that God done took them somewhere to bring them through, you know. And this brother, man, I told him he's a bishop in the making. He's a bishop in the making. And I said, man, you remind me so much of my brother Chauncey, man, and how God used you with that word to influence somebody, you know, because I was going through some things, you know, at home, and, you know, just to be able to talk to somebody, you know, like I used to with you,
as a man and be able to go and to get that stuff off your chest is that's amazing for God to send somebody, you know, that you can trust. Not even know them, but you can just tell that you can trust them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I appreciate you for that, brother. You know, you always been there for me. Whenever I needed somebody to call and talk to, you always been there for me, and I appreciate that. Cuz, I see, you know, you on the line. I ain't heard much from you. But what's going on with you, cuz?
Oh, you know, his call done dropped. You know, Pastor Jay, he gonna sit back, and when the Holy Spirit tell him to speak, that's what I tell you. You might as well go on a buckle up, put the seatbelt on like you get on a roller coaster. Because when he come, he gonna come with that fire. But you know what, you know, but all I can say, like I said, y'all guys have really played a big part in my life. To the man I have become, to the man that I'm going to become, the man that God called me to be. And this is what I'm talking about, what we need. This is an example that I wish there was a lot of more men listening, a lot of more guys that was here to hear this, because this is what I'm talking about, how we just all just got in and we carried on a conversation, said what we needed, said what was going on, we tied up. But like I said, the ones that's here, that's who God wanted to be here first, for us to be that example to what's going to happen. Like I said, we reach one, we're going to reach two. We're going to reach three. We're going to reach four. I'm going to hold myself accountable to make sure I do this once a week where we can just let our hair down, forget what's going on, and come talk about us, how we feel, what's on our mind, how our day was. Look, brother, I need some help. I'm going through this right here. Can somebody just give me some advice or just listen? Like my cousin Terry said, I'm just sitting here listening. Guess what I'm talking about? Just to listen.
Dang it.
We need that. We need, that's what we need to do. We need to listen. That's how we're going to win souls. That's how we're going to bring our brothers back to Christ, by listening. So with that being said, this is your boy Deacon Chauncey Odom. I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for coming out tonight, hanging out with little old me and my co-host Pastor Jay. He's already left, but I know he would say the same thing. Thank you, guys. We love you. Thank you for your support. May 6th, bring somebody. Fight somebody. That's going to take this to another level and see what God is going to do. Because like I said, he's going to do something with this right here. Because the devil tried to stop it tonight, trying to break the connection up to keep us from not talking, keep us not from listening. We did have a young man come up here and admit that I got a problem. He said, I'm addicted. He said, I got an addiction. So I want y'all to keep him in prayer. His name is Will. Keep him in prayer. You know, I know that feeling. But I know the feeling of being clean for 14, 15 years or drug free. So I know that feeling too. So I want him to feel that same feeling that I got for 14, 15 years. I'm scared to get high again. I can tell you that right now. I'm scared to get high. I'm scared. I tell myself that for me to stop or not to go back. I'm scared. Because the Lord already told me, you come back over, you cross over that line again, I'm going to leave you by yourself. That's okay. I'm not getting high no more. You forget that. So with that being said, God, I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for your love and support. I wish you guys have a blessed week. Again, I will be reaching out to you guys again. May 6th to 7 p.m. So from now to then, we will be talking, invite somebody. And like I said, I got to go to class. So again, I love you guys. Y'all guys have a best night. Thank you. And I love you. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. I am your host. Y'all have a best night. Y'all take care. Love you. Peace.
God bless you, cuz. Love you.
Peace. Love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Somebody tell him, yeah.
Somebody cry out, yeah. Somebody cry.
together, church. Come on, lift up your hands and tell him yes. Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
I want you to say this. I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be healed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody say it. Say it. Sometimes you got to gird up your own.